Yeah.
But here so we come along.
Right. He gobbles to attract the hen.
Right. But we're going to reverse engineer that.
Mother Nature.
Right. We want them to say, now we want the Tom to come to us, which is not what's in the Tom's nature. He wants to stay there and have the hens come to him. Which
it makes him feel
what
more
guy
dominant.
Doesn't? What guy doesn't, yeah. Right?
Wouldn't it make you feel good when you walk into a place and there's women in there?
And they just come running over.
And they just come running over. I never did see that. No.
I love when that happens, but my wife hates it.
It still happens with you, doesn't it?
Camel boots on my feet, bow in my hand, walking in the early dawn. Climb up in my stand.
Redbone, what would you say if I could tell you that you could kill a buck on a certain day?
I would say you're crazy. There's no way to predict how the bucks are going to move.
Well, you're wrong. There's a new camera out called Wise Eye Technologies. These guys can predict the actual deer movement, exact time that a deer is going to come through.
Really? Wise Eye Technology?
This camera has 5-megapixel pictures, has a GPS system built inside, and it's an experience using this camera. It collects data and tells you the movement, wind direction, everything.
On a camera?
On a camera. WiseEyeTechnologies.com.
And how do I find out more information about these guys?
You go to WiseEyeSmartCam.com. I'm using them. You should too. Make your hunt easier.
Use WiseEye Technologies presents Welcome to American Roots Outdoors. We are in the studio. Wayne Locke, Redbone Mike Crace, and old Peckerhead over there, Dylan. How you doing, buddy? You doing okay? Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, buddy. Yeah. So we are in the studio. This is show number 4. We're doing an 8-week series on turkey hunting tactics, techniques, vocalization, biology. And we're on part 2, aren't we, Wayne? Redbone of
turkey
vocalization.
Yes.
Yeah, let's talk turkey. And what we're going to do before we get into that, we're going to talk about segment 1 here, through segment 1. Congratulations to the Thayer Bobcats winning district championships. They, Liberty played close with them until halftime, I guess. I didn't get to watch it. I was gone.
Well, yeah. Because Liberty stood at half court and dribbled the ball for the entire first quarter.
I'm sure. Yeah.
They tried to slow it down. I mean, great strategy. Tried to slow it down, but Thayer was just too good for them and took it away from them a couple of times down there. But anyway. Yeah, I got that win, and then as we recorded this on Wednesday last night, Bobcats won the sectional, beat Fatima.
Okay.
By 11. Actually trailed by 3 going into fourth quarter, and outscored them 20-3 in the fourth quarter. Their Bobcat defense is just so
well, they're
good.
Just all around a great team, you know.
They are, but the offense has struggled a little bit lately.
You got Burns, and you got Harrington.
Harrington
and
making them jam sandwiches.
Little point guard you got. He's impressive, and you got another guy. It's pretty neat how he jumps inside. He'll take a big leap to get inside, and he's so quick to get inside on the guys. But, hey, my hat's off to Thayer Bobcats. Congratulations.
And as y'all hear this show on Saturday morning.
Lady Bears.
Well, as you hear this Saturday, as we'll mention, Thayer Bobcats play in the state quarterfinals.
Yeah.
They take on Greenwood out of Springfield. They'll be at the Great Southern Bank Arena on the campus of Missouri State University. Uh-huh. 6:30 on Saturday evening. And when there, it's on to Columbia for the Show Me game.
That's awesome. I hope they win state championships. I do.
I do, too.
Yeah. What about the Mammoth Spring Ladies?
Huh? Lady Bears, again, we're recording on Wednesday. They play this afternoon in the first round of the state tournament over at Harrison.
Mm-hmm.
And win then and play again on Friday and then Saturday for the semifinals. And then, you know, if they keep winning.
Yeah.
And then their state tournament, actually, is the same weekend that Thayer has the Missouri state championships, let's put it that way. Arkansas and Missouri both play their state championships for the small schools on the same weekend.
Yeah.
Anyway, a lot of good
and
stuff
going
on.
And what about our other teams in Cape Girardeau area, Ava, Missouri area?
New Madrid County Central is still alive in Class 3. Matter of fact, if New Madrid County Central and the Thayer Bobcats both win on Saturday, they will meet in the state semifinal the following Friday on March 8th. And, yes, and the big schools, of course, have just started districts. So by the time you hear this, they'll be done. West Plains Ladies Visitors looking to make a 5th straight trip to the Final Four. And they might get it done.
Yeah.
They're pretty good again, too. But I want to say hats off to the Kabul Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Kabul Bulldogs won their district.
Yeah.
First district, I forget how many years it's been, but in a long time, they won a district. did get beat in the sectional, but they are district champions. And Mount View Berkshire Liberty Lady Eagles, first time ever district champions, lost in the sectionals to a really, really good, and I forget who it was that beat them, but they're really good.
Yeah,
a lot of good teams around. A lot of teams still playing.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to all. I'm very proud of the Lady Eagles. And I want to give a shout-out to all of our local sponsors, Redbeard's, Monty's Outdoors, Legacy Farm and Land. Keep helping me here.
Dalton Pollitt. Phillips Truck Repair.
Phillips Truck Repair. We got a new one, Brown Oil Company.
Okay.
Yep, Brown Oil Company. Casey's Tree Service, Peddler's Market.
Yep.
And who are we missing?
Without looking at the list.
Jolly Cone will be back, too. Jolly Cone's opening up here, folks, 1st of March.
Good deal.
Yeah, so it'll be open. If we missed somebody we didn't mean to, we'll mention you again.
Oh, Wagner Heating and Air?
Wagner Heating and Air. Definitely got to mention those guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Hey, I want to mention something here, Alex. I got this report from the Missouri Department of Conservation, and a reminder to all Missouri hunters and fishermen and fisher ladies that the related annual permits expired at the end of February. Y'all are hearing this on Saturday, March 2nd. So all your permits are now expired if you haven't gone in. That small game, fishing, trout fishing, combination hunting and fishing licenses, all those expire at the end of February. So go to mdcmo.gov. Buy permits on the website. You can buy your new ones. Go to your local vendors. And I prefer going to the local vendors.
Yeah.
And because I make a little bit of money on those.
Go to your local gas stations, wherever they're carrying the permits.
Yeah. And you can also get the MDC. They got their free mobile apps, Mow Hunting or Mow Fishing. Mm-hmm. And those are available through Google Play. And here's something kind of cool. If you don't want to have to worry about ever renewing your hunting and fishing license.
Do a lifetime.
Well, you can do a lifetime. Or there's an auto renew service.
Yeah, that's what I use that.
And you just go through the website.
Wayne's got more money than I do.
It doesn't cost anymore. Well,
it doesn't cost you anymore.
It doesn't cost you anymore. You
know, for me, like, I always forget.
It just at the end of February, it automatically renews and they draw the money out of your checking account.
I don't like anybody drawing money on my account. That's a great idea for some, but let me tell you what happened to me. I'm embarrassed.
One
of my accounts.
He doesn't mean you, Linda Bird.
I'm embarrassed because I'm allowed. The one doing the checkbook. I overdrew. Oh. It's embarrassed.
Yeah.
I doubled what I did. We found it. Yeah. I totaled my total twice on my cell phone. I've been using my cell phone, and I guess I hit it twice and just didn't catch it. But anyway, it's embarrassing. And I guess it happens. I just don't like it, you know.
And one more thing that they offer. You can save a little bit of time if you're buying for multiple people, like you need to buy for you and your wife and kids that are old enough to need their permits. You can do it all at the same time. You don't have to go to the website every time.
That'd be cool.
There is a button on the website that says additional customer. And you just click additional customer, and then you just go in.
There you go. That's good stuff. So, MDC. Yeah. And I also want to mention MDC real quick, the EQIP program. Wayne, you're supposed to do a controlled burn sometime in March.
I was supposed to do it last weekend, but the weather was not cooperative. We're in a red flag right now. So there was no way we were even thinking about lighting a match.
Yeah. Well, I know one thing, you know, they're working on these hogs, and we need to. We're going to go to a break, everybody. And when we come back, we're going to kick it off segment two. Turkey vocalizations, we talked about poults vocalizations, talking to the hen talking to them and the egg. Don't go away. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hey, y'all, it's Tyler Farr, and you're listening to my good buddy, Mr. Alex Rutledge, on American Roots Outdoors.
Cutting off the farm, wishing on some love. I've been on a big boy for a while. I can load him in the back of my truck. We can take it to a holler.
Hey, Redbone, did you hear about that new deer feed?
What new deer feed?
Hey, Buck Grits, boys, you ain't heard of that yet?
Buck Grits?
BuckGrits.com.
Well, tell us about it. What makes it better than any other deer feed?
Well, Buck Grits has got the protein a deer needs, it's got the fat a deer needs, it's got the amino acids, it's got the energy, it's got it all, brother. It's going to bring them back after the rut, and it's going to put a rack on their head.
And it's going to help the lactating does, I assume, too, after they have the fawns.
That's right. Keep the fawns going and get them for the next crop.
Well, where can I get Buck Grits?
BuckGrits.com. You can get a sample. You can order it directly from the website, and we're coming to a retailer near you.
If you want to help a deer herd, use Buck Grits.
Across the creek, up a big old hill, year after year, got my hunting gear.
Welcome back to American Roots Outdoors. This segment brought to you by Legacy Farm and Land Specialists, LLC.
I got to tell you something. Last Saturday, I walked into Monty's Outdoors in West Plains. We're up there doing a little shopping. I don't even remember what we were up there for. Up there for a specific reason, but we got up there early, so we're doing some shopping around. Went to Monty's Outdoors, of course. Always do when I'm in West Plains. And I hear turkey sounds. And I'm like, Gerald, you got turkey noise going on in here or what? And he says, no, we're listening to American Roots Outdoors.
That's beautiful. Beautiful. Hey, and that makes me think, I want to mention several dealers that's carrying our calls now. We got Roy's General Store at Durham, Missouri's carrying, and Miller's right there across from Tecumseh off of 160. They're carrying them also, and Hirsch Farm and Feed. Monty's Outdoors will be carrying them, and also at Van Buren, the new grocery store down there, is going to be carrying them. So that's several counts. If you're a dealer out there and you'd like to carry our calls, contact us on Facebook or our website, and we'll get you set up. We're moving right into the vocalizations here. Ryan, prayers out for Ryan McKinley with Legacy Farm and Land. He's under the weather, and I also heard Nathan is. So shout out to you guys getting better. Wayne's been terribly sick.
You know, our whole family was down over the weekend.
Everybody's been going through
this. Yeah, we even had to take Braxton to the ER. He was dehydrated. I saw that.
Yeah. So here we are, turkey vocalizations. Wayne, you kick it off. I think what we need to talk about is the hen. We've talked about the hen and poultice conversations. And the sounds that they make in the other show, last week's show. But what do you want to start off with?
Well, I think we could start off with what are the hens doing when it comes time for opening day?
Yeah,
During the winter time,
spring.
Right, during the winter time, they're all grouped up. They're in their winter habitat area. They're in their winter flocks. But then come that magical time of spring, those hens start doing this pecking.
Within the hens as well as gobblers.
Yep, yeah, they got to start figuring out who the boss hen is, what hens are going to be chased out to another area, and start their own little flock somewhere else. Yep. And they're also, where you've seen them in the wintertime is not where you're going to see them in the springtime.
Possibly.
As a general rule.
Unless you create habitat, and we talked about that.
Right. So that's where I was going. If you know your surroundings and you know where you're hunting, you know the habitat, then you probably already know where they're going to be. For springtime, if you don't, and it's a new area you're hunting, you know, pull out topo maps, go talk to local farmers. Utility workers is one of the most overlooked people to talk to. You see those guys
bus drivers.
Yeah, you see those guys working on the road, pull over.
Yeah.
You know, talk to them. Say, hey, you guys been seeing any turkeys around lately? And that, you know, most of them, they're friendly. They don't care. They'll tell you what they see and, you know, what time they're seeing them and that. It also gives you maybe an opportunity to go
unless
do a little
they're also
door knocking.
A turkey hunter, then they won't take
it. Well, we don't see nothing until dark.
dark. Hey, I want to give a shout out to Monty's Outdoors again for being with us so many years, and Gerald and his family, and just a great place. If you haven't ever shopped there, man, you guys need to go in and check it out. It's a little mini. I mean, it's good as sporting goods stores you'll walk in. And also Legacy Farmland, again, this segment brought to you by those guys. If you're looking for a piece of property to buy or sell, you need to get with those guys. But back to this, turkey vocalization, the hens, if we understand the pecking order right now, turkeys are still in groups.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing that here in the Midwest. And I am yet to hear my first turkey gobble. My wise eye data cams are I'm getting pictures every day of hens and jakes. An occasional long beard here and there, but you've got to help these turkeys through the winter. But what they're doing right now, they're establishing that pecking order. The days are getting longer. The weather's getting warmer. And yesterday we had 87 degrees, and now this morning we had 29 degrees. It's crazy.
29?
I had 29.
Yeah, tried 23 at my house.
You kidding me?
The wind chill was 15.
Oh, it's crazy. So Kerry Robbins, I want to give a shout-out to him at Gainesville. Him and I went fishing here last Friday, and we caught 18 big whites, and my friend Kurt Ross went with us. We took him, basically guided him to show him a good time, and we caught him in about 2.5 hours. We catch them 25 to 65 foot of water. So we catch them on tater baits and using a live scope. We find the shad, then we set above the shad and just work our baits through there. My first time to ever use that, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was impressive.
Were you using spoons?
No, we was using little tater baits and on a quarter ounce head, dropping it way down there.
Sometimes when they're deep, you take those, it's called those bink spoons.
Yep.
Binkle with the lake.
But just there's a little fishing. Jig with a rubber bait with a split tail on it. We're using different colors, pearl and white and kind of a black flake, clear looking one. So, but anyway.
Well, you know, that's one of the advantages, though, of if, when you're out fishing this time of year in the mornings and you get out there before the crack of dawn and you're just drifting the river, you'll be there when those turkeys start gobbling.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
you're going to be able to start yeah. picking up.
Well, well Terry said
things
he's
are picking
them.
Up. You know,
Terry
things
said
are picking
he's heard them over there. But I'm yet, again, I've listened 5 or 6 more here at my first turkey in my property around our house, mm-hmm. Wayne. I ain't heard one. They're all still in groups. You know, I've got a group of jakes. I think there's 7 jakes in a group that's coming in, and that probably 15 hens. And once in a while, a couple of gobblers will come in, but they're not there every day. Yeah. So they're going other places. That's being said, let's get into vocalization. Right now, your hens are in groups, and the hens are feeding together. But as this weather gets warmer, they start becoming more aggressive. The same with your gobblers. And what the hens are doing, they're yelping to each other. I heard some hens yelping one morning in the roost, and they come off the roost. And as soon as they hit the ground, they went to doing fighting purrs. And the hens are usually higher pitched than long beards when they're fighting and purring. And I'll demonstrate here when they fly off the roost and so we can learn this vocalization. So she flies off the roost, they hit the ground there, and they'll start doing fighting purrs. The hens will do the same thing as the gobblers. So they're trying to establish that pecking order within the hens as well as the gobblers.
Now, will they cut each other off when they're doing
it? They will. They're cutting each other off. And they're just, it's a communication call, and it's just part of the ritual, you know? It's also a great calling technique when you got gobblers that send up with a group of hens. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more on turkey vocalizations. Don't go away. We'll be right back with more right after this.
Hey, this is Eddie Salter, and you listen to American Roots and Outdoors with Alex Rutledge and friends.
In my old pair of hunting boots, passed on down, planted deep in the ground, around your heart, so you never gotta worry.
Hey, guys, it's food plot planting time here in the Ozarks and all across the country. What are you planting this year, Wayne?
I'm going to put some smorgasbord in with a whole lot of clover.
You're going to put some extra clover in it.
What? Smorgasbord? What is smorgasbord?
Man, it is a variety of annuals and perennials that will get you through fall time, winter time, and all the way into spring.
It's awesome. You want to plant healthier food plots to track all kinds of game? Go to www.eagleseed.com. It's a smorgasbord. You know, we all get tired of certain things. The smorgasbord has everything. Your deer will love it. Eagleseed.com.
I do American roots.
All right, segment 3.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Hornady Ammunition presents. Welcome back to American Roots Outdoors. We are in the studio at K Country 95, and we are talking turkey vocalizations with Wayne Locke, Redbone, myself, and Dylan's over in the floor here eating Cheetos.
I say, we got 2 turkey sounds going on right now on this radio show. Yeah, we got Alex.
Hope y'all don't mind the kid sounds in here. It's just part of it.
Absolutely.
We're real here.
And he's learning.
He's learning. Yeah. So, back to turkey vocalization. We talked about the fighting pecking order, the fighting purrs, and it's crucial to learn that call. You can do it on friction calls, slate calls, glass calls, and the diaphragm. All I'm doing to do it on a diaphragm is doing my tongue like this to get the purring sounds. Then I'm doing the pitty pit to the whill whill like this. I'm just going. Shh, shh. And they do that sound. It's just part of their communication.
Mm-hmm.
Question.
Have you found that there, and it seems like turkey hunting from where it was 40 or 50 years ago, that there's always more sounds that people are finding. It's kind of like deer. You know, 25, 30 years ago, nobody ever talked about deer making noises. And then people started hearing them grunt. And, it has progressed.
And the growls, right.
And I think it has to do with the trail cameras and people that use the buddy ears.
People pay more attention.
And exactly, more attention. But how is that? Has it been the same way with the turkeys over the past 20 years?
People, we learn more and more every day that we hunt. And,
yeah, because the sound
somebody
that
says
just
they
made,
don't learn, man, they're getting stagnant. You know, I learn something new every year, and I've been hunting turkeys since I was 14 years old. Actually, before that with my brothers, but on my own when I was 14. But
well, we've been doing this show for 12 years, yeah. And the sounds you just made is the first time that you've ever done those on the show.
I don't know.
Yeah. I've never heard that sound before.
I've used them a long time.
Well, wait, you've done the purr.
I'm letting the secrets out.
The little bit in between that you were just talking about?
We call it the pity pit two.
That's the first time you've
in
ever mentioned
out.
That.
Yeah, in and out.
See,
yeah,
I've never heard that.
He's showing his age. His secrets are coming out. He's not able to keep those top secrets anymore.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's and it's those little things that can differentiate between a success and a not success.
I agree. But I think the secret is, and people's got to learn, and calling to a turkey, not go out there and do the same thing, be repetitive, mm-hmm. and learn how to talk just like humans talk. You know, we talk with emotion. You hear me talk about that a lot for many years. Learn to call with emotion. And that's the secret to closing the deal to make a turkey come, you know.
Yeah, and we talked about that last week. We got to have those emotions.
So as the hens establish their pecking order, the gobblers are doing the same thing. So explain to the gobblers what they go through. Again, the days are getting longer, the weather's getting warmer, the testosterone levels are getting higher. All of a sudden, a gobbler that's been buddies all winter, all of a sudden one may wake up one morning and go, and gobble. And the other one's going to look at him and go, well, if you can gobble, I can gobble too. So that's where it all starts, at that pecking order. Then once they hit the ground, they may be showing dominance, blowing up, strutting, dropping their wings, and making a harmonic puff or the buzz or the drum, and it sounds like this. And that's the same thing. That's a mating sound. That is a call. He's making, hey, baby, look at me. You know? I'm dominant, you know, I'm wanting to mate. That's what they're saying with that spitting drum, Wayne Redbone.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Now, are they going to use that also to help establish the pecking order?
It does. And then what he's saying, hey, let's get it on, you know. And a turkey is just like you. If you and I are competing in something and you say something and I say, what'd you say?
Mm-hmm.
I'll call that. Yeah, I'll do that. You know, I'll challenge you. That's what he's doing by giving that drum to other gobblers. But he also gives that drum sound to the hens. Say, hey, ladies, I'm over here. I'm your Mac Daddy. You know, I'm your Hook Daddy. You know, let's talk. So the spitting drum is a great call to use on hung-up gobblers or dominant turkeys. You can scare turkeys with a spitting drum, and you can scare them with a gobble. Now, the Jake, the young gobbler, that is a turkey usually a year and a half younger, a year younger. And most of your turkeys here in the Midwest are born in May and June. And I've seen them born in August, believe it or not. But as a rule, the Jake, when he gobbles, he usually yelps. He'll go, row! Then he'll go, real short. And again, he's trying to show his, I'm somebody too. You know, I'm a gobbler, you know.
And then the big gobbler goes, no, you're not.
Yeah, and I use the Jake gobble a lot of times and the Jake yelp. And to make other gobblers jealous when they're with hens. And I can't tell how many successful hunts we've done using those calling techniques.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're understanding a gobbler vocalizations. Now, gobblers cluck, hens cluck. And you can tell the difference between a hen cluck and a gobbler cluck. The hen clucks are usually not as deep and coarse as a gobbler cluck. So I'll demonstrate on the ARO diaphragm here, M150. Hen cluck, usually. You know how soft that is? And that's simulating, I'm here, look here, come here. It's a contact call. You know, I've actually had gobblers come in clucking, and they sound like this, usually deeper. So it's good to determine and how to duplicate those sounds. It can make a difference for you in closing that deal, luring that gobbler in, or those hens to make the gobbler fall. Waiting on you guys to ask a question.
Well, I was just looking at the time. I want to make sure we don't go, because my question is going to involve a pretty big, pretty lengthy answer.
Okay. Got about 3 minutes, so go ahead.
Okay, so... To for anybody that's new to the turkey hunting, and I know we know this, we've been preaching it for years and years, but we're basically reverse engineering the thought process of a gobbler when we're out turkey hunting. Because when God created the turkey, he says, you're the boss, we're going to make all your hens and your lady friends come to you. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to move a muscle, you can be lazy and fat.
Yeah.
But here we come along.
He gobbles to attract the hen.
Right. But we're going to reverse engineer that.
Mother Nature.
Right. We want them to say, now we want the Tom to come to us, which is not what's in the Tom's nature. He wants to stay there and have the hens come to him.
Which makes him feel more dominant.
What guy doesn't, right?
Wouldn't it make you feel good when you walk into a place and there's women in there?
And they just come running over.
I never did see that.
I love when that happens, but my wife hates it.
It still happens with you, doesn't it?
It does all the time.
Oh, my God.
You know, some people say it's a gift, but I know Redbone, it's a curse, right?
It's right. It's a curse.
It's a curse.
But, you know, it's that little goatee he's got, everybody. Turn to the camera and let him see the goatee. It's the goatee.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
So that is one of the things that, you know, people have got to understand. We're trying to get the Tom to do something totally opposite of what is in his nature to do.
Exactly. Great question, too. And I just want to say this. You don't have to be a professional turkey caller or be an excellent turkey caller to call a gobbler in.
No way.
You can do basic calls to call turkeys in. You know, hen yelps, clucks, purrs, whatever. All these things that I'm sharing with everybody comes from experience in the woods. Not saying I'm better than you, but you learn these things. You learn these things. And once you learn these things, it's kind of like using different lures or different fishing techniques, the more proficient you become. So that's why I encourage people to learn how to talk to a turkey instead of just calling.
Yeah, well, let me give you a perfect example of that. And you know that I'm not a turkey hunter. I've killed a couple. Yeah. But I took my youngest son, Adam, first time we ever went. And we got in the hill, did some owl calls, and turkeys were just gobbling everywhere. So I said, well, let's sit down right here against this tree. He sat over here. I sat over here. And I just did some clucks.
Yeah,
just soft simple, clucks. Simple stuff.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, we start hearing gobble, coming at us. Three gobblers came right in. Now, they got within about 30 yards, and I don't know, one of us moved, and they just turned and went off into the woods and went away. And, of course, I wasn't good enough to call them back can. Didn't know how.
Yeah.
But it was just very simple, just making some turkey hen noises, and these three gobblers came right to us.
Yeah. Well, again,
we didn't close the deal on one.
You proved the point, but you called them in.
Yeah.
The thing is, our focus is vocalizations.
Yeah, exactly.
Teaching people to understand turkey vocalizations. Yeah. So,
and these turkeys had just come off the roost. They would right after daybreak. Yeah. So they were looking.
Yeah.
They were looking, but
I want to touch.
They went
on
away
this
and never came
we
back.
A break. We got what?
Well, actually, we need to take a break right
we're
now.
We're going to take a break. All right.
Touch on that when we come back.
I want to touch on this when we get back. You can tell a lot by the way a turkey gobbles. Don't go away, folks. We're going to a break. We'll be right back with more American Roots Outdoors right after this.
Right here, right now, this is Chancey Walters listening to American Roots Outdoors with Alex Rutledge, the Ozark Herd Bull.
Accurate, deadly, dependable. Hornady ammunition. From a two-man operation in 1949 to a world-leading innovator of bullet, ammunition, reloading tool, and accessories design and manufacturer today, Hornady Each piece is hand-inspected to ensure consistency and quality. Ammunition engineered to perform flawlessly. Simply put, the best. Hornady Ammunition. Find Hornady Ammunition at a retailer near you and at Hornady.com.
Amped Outdoors, Apex Ammunition presents Welcome Back to American Roots Outdoors, segment four of our show, Turkey Vocalizations. And when we ended the last segment, Wayne Redbone, we was talking about how to tell the difference in what the turkey's saying by how he gobbles.
Yeah.
And what I want to point out to y'all, to make a turkey gobble, you understand, they're on edge. When they start gobbling, the reason their testosterone levels are high and they're trying, you know, they've been spooked since there's a baby coming out of the egg, and any loud noise, not any, but most loud noises make them gobble. Thunder, door slamming if they haven't had pressure put on them, a cow mooing, owls hooting, crows, whatever, makes a turkey gobble. So you can tell a lot about a turkey from my perspective, my opinion, by the way it gobbles. Spring morning, we're going out to locate a turkey. It's breaking daylight. We go out, and ARO makes an owl call. It sounds excellent. I did not bring it with me. I'll bring it the next time, next show, or demonstrate it next show. And you go out. You never want to owl hoot as loud as you can right off the bat because you could be close to turkeys. So you always want to start off with a single note. Oh, like that. Single note. And if he gobbles, you don't need to keep doing the eight-note ritual. So if he gobbles like this on the roost, listen to the length of this gobble. It's really long.
Mm-hmm.
He's more pleading than a turkey would go. And if he's gobbling towards you and you've made that sound, he's actually responding to the sound you presented a lot of times. So when you're calling to that turkey, you can tell if he's quieter or louder by the way he gobbles on that limb or on the ground, if he's gobbling to you or towards you. Okay?
Okay. So the longer he gobbles, he's gobbling towards you.
Well, if he's gobbling long, he's just telling you that turkey's more eager. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He is, how would you say that? What's the correct word I'm looking for? He's more aggressive in his gobble.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you call
and
to
maybe
a turkey,
more interest.
You ready? Say you hen yelp to a turkey. He does not cut your call off.
Mm-hmm.
He may not be as interested.
Right.
So if you go, one cuts you off, he said, I hear you, darling. You got his attention.
Yeah. So, and that's one of the things that people need to also pay attention to when you're out there and you don't even see a turkey, but you're hearing turkeys. Listen to it when they're, if they're, like you said, they're cutting you off, or if they're not cutting off. If they're cutting off, that may be a time where you now maybe need to start reversing tactics, because he's going to be starting to gobble. That hen's going to go where? Mm-hmm. To him.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what, so what you need to do is start maybe looking at calling that hen towards you, which will then bring the tom.
Again, if she's calling,
right,
do what she's doing.
Do what she's doing. And this goes back to what we talked in the second segment of the show when we were talking about the fighting purrs. If you get out there and you can listen to them and learn from them, learn how they cut each other off, learn how they're doing their dominance, because that's what you need to replicate, because you need to get that hen turkey ticked off. You exactly. need to get her so ticked
get her
off.
Get interested in
right,
you.
Right. Yeah. She's going to be like, wait a minute, I'm the boss here. Who is this, you know, chick that's coming into my area trying to take my man? Yeah. Right, trying
I've
to take my man.
Her. I don't know.
Right.
They have a memory.
So I'm going to go chase her off here. But by bringing her in, guess who comes with her? The tom, because you don't want to lose that hot hen.
Yeah, he don't want to lose the one he's been with.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, on the other side of the ledger, what if the toms are cutting each other off in their gobble?
That means they're about to fight, usually. Usually they're in competition to each other. Yeah. Sometimes, and what you'll see this time of the year, once they're starting to peck your horn, they're breaking up. But as the season progresses, the days go on, you'll see usually two-year-olds and jakes running together. Usually don't see mature turkeys running together once they've established their pecking order and they've created their harem of hens.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good to know the way a turkey gobbles, how you should call to.
It also
hurt to change calls.
Right. That also could be a problem, though. If you have a lot of toms cutting each other off, there could be a disease going around that you probably should call us. And we can help
you
eradicate.
Call us if you're here.
Right. We'll help eradicate that disease
you
have.
Get rid of that disease in turkey's mind. It's called loose lips.
Right.
By the way, I've got two new calls I'm introducing. It just made me think of something. The tube call is a LR tube call. We're going to call it loud lips. Then I've got a new diaphragm I've got out. It's a tear-out double split with a split in the middle of the fang, and we're going to call her loose lips.
There you go.
So look for them. They're going to be coming to dealers near you. And, man, do they sound excellent. And I've got one of them. You want to hear it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've got loose lips right here. And, again, it's a three-reed call, and it's just like the L300, but the top reed is split.
Yeah, while he's looking for it here in his plethora of turkey calls, loose lips, you know, the old saying is loose lips sink ships.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, in the turkey hunting world, loose lips kill turkey.
Yeah, that's right. That's what we're hoping for.
I think you're going to love this sound. I've actually had this call out for a couple of years. I just never did bring it to the forefront, but we're doing it this spring.
Raspier call.
It is.
Yes.
And again, look
that's
at
what
the
I
call.
Like. I like a raspy
show it to everybody. It's watching on Facebook. You can see the call. Pretty cool. It's got a great sound. You can fly downs with it. Wayne hasn't even gotten none of these yet.
No, not yet.
He's supposed to came and picked them up a week ago.
A week ago, yeah.
Yeah.
If my personal likes and dislikes, I like the raspier calls.
You do.
I really do. I don't know if the turkeys do or not, but I do.
I like whatever the turkey responds best to. That's why I carry an arsenal of calls with me, different diaphragms, slate calls, box calls. You know, at American Roots, we've got Laverne, the box call named after my mother. And we got 1 minute left here. And my slate calls are named after family members, Linda's mother, Miss Minnie, my great-grandma, Opal Grandstaff, my grandma, Glass Call, and Margaret the Slate, and Evelyn the Slate. And we name them after family members. So the new calls, I've got away from family names because I've run out of family members that's passed away, that's women. And we may have new ones if we lose some more family members. And I do want to say this before we wrap it up here. We got about, 35 seconds. My brother Larry served as sheriff in Shannon County for 8 years, and he's been in the police enforcement in Dent County for 28 years, I believe, and he's done all kinds of police officer work, and he's not doing very well right now. I just ask all my friends to keep him in prayer, and I want to thank all the people that got together and had the plaque made for him that I got to present to him in the hospital. They sent him home on hospice here last week.
So. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, he's 80 years old. And
Larry and I used to work when I was doing news in radio, and Larry was a good guy to work with when he was sheriff in Shannon County.
Yeah, so keep him in prayer and pray for him and his family. And a great man. He really loves Shannon County. He loves people. They call him also John Wayne. If you've ever seen him, he looks a lot like John Wayne. But we're going to wrap the show up right there. Keep him in prayer, and thank you to all of our sponsors. I'm going to name them again: Monty's Outdoors, Peddler's Market, Casey's Tree Service, Phillips Truck Repair, Dalton Pallet, Wagner Heating and Air, Red Beards, Brown Oil Company.
Brand new.
Legacy Farm and Land, Apex Ammunition, Amped Outdoors,
Eagle Seed,
yep. Hornady Ammunition, Wise Eye Data Cams. I want to thank all of them.
Yeah.
And, give a shout out to Buck Ritz out there. They're no longer a radio sponsor or podcast sponsor, but I make appearances for them, so I want to mention them. So, great product. It helps your wildlife.
If you missed any of the show, just tune into the podcast. You can catch the entirety of the radio show, and you catch the bonus segment, which we're going to talk about, I believe, locator calls.
Yeah, locator calls. Yep. And remember, teach your boys to be men, your girls to be ladies. And when your roots runs deep and strong,
there's no reason to fear the wind.
So you never gotta worry what the wind
for joining us for today's American Roots Outdoors Radio with Alex Rutledge. You can find us on Facebook. Look us up on the World Wide Web at AmericanRootsOutdoors.com. We'll be back again next week on this great radio station.
From a whippoorwill to an old owl's hoot, sitting still till it's time to shoot. American roots, take it to a holler, take it to a field, across a creek up a big old hill.
Do you want to sell your land? Do you want to buy land, hunting land, farmland? Contact Legacy Farm and Land Specialist, LLC. Ryan McKinley, tell us about Legacy.
Legacy Farm and Land Specialist, LLC is based out of Poplar Bluff, Missouri. We service all the state of Missouri. We're opening up an office in Kentucky. Come and see us.
There you have it, folks. Legacy Land and Farm Specialist, LLC. Buy, sell, auction. Ryan McKinley, 573-683-1449.
In my old pair of hunting boots, passed on down, planted deep in the ground, around your heart, so you never...
Eagle Seed presents... Welcome back to American Roots Outdoors, our bonus segment, the last segment of our show. Show 4 of an 8-week series of turkey hunting tactics, understanding the wild turkey. We've covered biology, vocalizations, habitat, and this whole... 8-week series is dedicated to the turkey hunters, and we've covered some great subject matter. How's our ratings been?
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I did not look at them today because I was just so sick over the weekend. I didn't do anything over the weekend.
I've heard several people comment say they're really liking what we're doing, Redbone.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is our hot time of year. I mean,
for us,
turkey
and
talk
and fishing. And,
well, I'm saying for this time
turkey.
Of year,
yeah.
This is where people now their deer season's over. That's kind of out of their head, and they're looking forward to the turkey. Yeah. You know, you still have your predator hunters that, you know, enjoy the predator stuff that we've done over the last couple of weeks, but now it's turkey time, and people are,
you know, a lot of guys responding are predator right now. They're having predator contests everywhere, and I want to give a shout out to Hornady. You know, the SSTs, man, you're in the ELDs. And a lot of people's talking about the ammunition, what they're shooting. Mm-hmm. This is definitely Hornady country here in southern Missouri, northern Arkansas. I hear more people say they use that than anything everywhere I go.
Well, all you got to do is look at the shelves. I mean,
look at the shelves.
It's the biggest section of the shelves is Hornady.
So, get along to our subject matter as locator calls. Now, Hunter Specialties back in the day made a variety of locator calls. And what I've done is not copied them, but I also have locator calls too. And our locator calls at American Roots Outdoors, we got a crow call. Mm-hmm. We have a tube call for hen yelping, cutting, gobbling on that tube call. We also have a crow call. And I'm going to show you some stuff that you can do on a diaphragm as well. But as the morning breaks daylight, the owl starts hooting, and I'll demonstrate that with just my voice. But again, if you can't use your voice, we got these calls. And Hirsch Farm and Feed, Roy's General Store, and Miller's over at Tecumseh has my calls. Monty's Outdoors will have them, and also Van Buren
store. The new grocery store.
New grocery store down is going to have all of our calls. So when you owl hoot, one of the first things you want to do is go out and do a single note, Redbone. If he doesn't answer, then do maybe a four note. You know, and that sounds real. You know, it makes a turkey gobble. If they don't respond, get a little louder. You know, frequency is what they fire off at. You know, it's not just being loud, but certain frequencies they register in their minds. And if that don't work, do an eight note. Then he gobbles. He responds to it. So that's one of the locator calls to start off with. But I was going to share a story with you, and you've heard this before. For all you guys out there that hunt government land, how many times have you been messed up by somebody that really don't know what to do, come in and mess you up?
Yeah.
You've been there. No, you're shaking your head. Yes, yes, yes. Well, I'm going to show you how you can have the woods to yourself. You ready? And it's what you do. Imagine this breaking light. You've roosted a gobbler even before you drive in the woods, and you know where this gobbler's at. All of a sudden, you hear these turkey hunters that's going to mess you up. Try this. Imagine just breaking a light. They get out of the rig. You can hear them over there. They're getting ready to start out. All of a sudden, do this. If that don't work, go, help me, the snake's killing me over here. They'll all go to their trap.
Yeah, just do wild hog noises.
That'd be my luck to be a hog hunter, too.
All right, so, well, here's my question. Back to the owl hoots for a locator call. How many times are you going to do that and it before you say, you know what, there must not be any gobblers around?
Yeah. Well, the thing is...
You're getting no answer.
There's going to be mornings that turkeys aren't going to gobble. And a lot of that depends how far they are in the breeding cycle. Mm-hmm. A lot of it's going to depend on how thick the predators are there. Okay? How bad the pressure is there. What pressure has been put on these turkeys to make them to be quiet? Mm-hmm. When I've noticed everywhere I've ever hunted, when you have a lot of turkeys, it can be a lot tougher to kill a gobbler when you've got a lot more turkeys than not.
Because they're already satisfied.
Because they got all the ladies there and all these other turkeys. Why should they leave 20 or 30, 40 other turkeys there to go to that one turkey?
Yeah.
And turkeys don't want to expend energy. They really don't. They have to spend enough time walking around just trying to stay alive and away from predators. The less energy they can spend, the better. The happier they are.
They gotta eat foods right now that produce, you know, carbs to create what they need,
right?
The energy, you know, that they got to have, you know. But again, we're in that pecking order phase, the first phase of the ritual. The hens and gobblers are all gathering up to do their spring breakup. And this cool temps that came in here in the Ozarks should probably slow them down a little bit if we get several days of that in a row.
I think we got some temps. They're going down to, again, the 20s in that.
Tonight,
a couple more nights.
Wednesday night and maybe Thursday night.
Yeah.
But by the weekend.
Be warm again.
Should be warmer up again.
Above normal temperatures anyway. Right. Early Ozark weather. Up, down, up, down.
Well, yesterday we had three of the four seasons all in one day.
All in one day, right.
Yeah, I want to give another shout out on something else, too, before I forget. All you guys at Food Plot, the next snow we might get or rain is a great time to be top dressing with clovers.
Oh, yeah.
On your food plots. And I encourage you to use, there's lots of great products out there to use to call fertilizer enhance your properties. Mm-hmm. And we don't have any sponsors right now to talk about that. And we've had some in the past. They're great products, you know. So to name some of them, you know, 1717 is a fertilizer. You got Soil Pro. And there's some other ones out there, AgriGrow.
Yep.
Great liquid products. And I also want to make mention, if you're building a pond, you know, and your pond's not holding water, go check out DB110. Go to pondenviro.com. It's a gel. And when you mix it with water, it expands 500 times its size, and you pump it into your pond. And what it does, it'll float and go to the areas where it's leaking and seal the hose up.
Yeah, the gravity will pull it down.
Yeah, it pulls it down. And what it does, it clears your water up, too. It makes it just as clear. Yeah, pondenviro.com.
Well, I'm definitely going to have to get some of that because I got that one the last water hole that we put in for the deer, it still is not holding water. I get a little bit in the bottom. It'll stay there for a few days after a heavy rain.
We've got to put some in. It won't take much putting yours, though.
Yeah, no, mine's, I mean, we're only talking to 14.
I tell you what, the negative is cleaning the stuff up because, man, if you leave it in your sprayers or whatever, it'll swell up. I'm going to blow your tank up.
Well, I can believe it.
It's crazy, but, it's biodegradable. It will go straight to the cracks, and what happens is your leaves and whatever else maybe goes in there and helps seal it, and it creates a crust. So it sure has helped my pond.
What do we got for next week?
Okay, we're going to talk more on turkey vocalizations, okay? And we're going to get into calling techniques in this 8-week series. We got four more shows left after this. There's more to vocalizations and calling techniques, and I will have our calls on hand so people can hear them. Right here on the shows.
Sounds good.
Big shout out to KAPE AM FM over there in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, KKOZ Ava, Missouri AM FM, KWOC AM FM, Poplar Bluff, Missouri, KSMO AM FM, Salem, Missouri, and K Country 95, our home mother station, where we record all the shows. Thank you so much for airing these shows. And if you want to become a sponsor, hey, give us a shout on Facebook or go to our website, www.AmericanRootsOutdoors. We have several spots open in Cape Girardeau, Poplar Bluff, Salem, Missouri, and Ava.
Yeah, and if you are, you know, traveling through and listening, you say, hey, I like to listen to the show all the time, and you've got a favorite radio station in your town, have them contact us through Facebook, and we can work on them becoming an affiliate.
Exactly. Again, thank you all for listening.
Always waiting to expand.
Thank you all for listening. Thank you to all of our sponsors, major sponsors. I'm naming them real quick: Wise Eye Data Cams, Legacy Farmland, Specialist LLC, Hornady Ammunition, Eagle Seed, Apex Ammunition, Amped Outdoors, Slider Fishing as a product sponsor. Thank you for listening. Remember this: when your boys are growing up, teach them to be men. Teach your girls to be ladies, and always remember,
when your roots run deep and strong,
there's no reason to fear the wind.
Hey, turkey hunters, this is Alex Rutledge. Have you heard about Apex Ammunition? If you haven't, they are American-owned, American-made, made one at a time, hand-loaded. These turkey loads will give you the confidence that you need to close the deal on that old Hook Daddy Longbeard gobbler. For more information, go to www.apexammunition.com. American.